Welcome to Parenting 911, your lifeline. I am so happy to be here with you again today. I would like to talk today about something that is one of the biggest preventative techniques that I know of, and one of the greatest ways that you can have a deep connection with your child and prevent a lot of problems, and to sort of reshift the energies in a situation is if you always keep in the back of your mind to have this one little goal, a tool, if you will, for that connection, and that is to do something that I call channeling your inner goofball. Yes, I did say that, channeling your inner goofball. If it helps to think of goofy, do that, whatever that means to you, but it really means to just have that place to really, as best as you can, pull up that fun place, that really fun, goofy place that we all have somewhere buried deep inside of us, some more than others, to be with our kids, and at any moment in time to be able to pull that up, to redirect the energies in a situation into something else. So what you can do is basically take a look inside, and whenever there's a situation that looks like it might turn into, you can start to see child starting to get upset, frustrated in a situation. Often this can happen when you see the potential of disagreement over toys. Each want to play with the same toy. There's a lot of ways you can go into it. One possibility is, you know, going in and saying, "Hi, would you like to, maybe we can find something else for you to play with, or see if maybe the other child would want to play with this one instead, and see if they'd, you know, go for a trade." And, you know, you can always honor, you know, in each child's situation, what's going on with them. You're frustrated because you want to have the choice over what you play with. You're frustrated because you want to know that it's safe, that, you know, something's not going to be taken away from you by the other one. Not specific to the other one, but, you know, you want to be able to choose what you're doing. Each one, you know, has their different things that they're going through, but sometimes the reality is the easiest and the simplest way to do it is to just sort of show that there's another way to go about it. Let's find something else to play with. Let's find this. Maybe this will be fun, or maybe this one will want to trade, or maybe that's who would like to play this together, you know. And you can do something simple as redirect into, when they're really little, a game of peekaboo. Make a funny face. Start singing a song. There's like so many possibilities of, and a lot of parents do this instinctively, but it's, I call it channeling your inner goofball, because that's exactly what it is. It's just having that fun space. I think of, there's this PBS show, The Cat in the Hat, knows a lot about that, where this wacky cat comes in and goes, "Hi, everybody, why don't we do this? Oh, that's frustrating. Why don't we go over here? Let's find a solution over here. Let's look the flick-a-ma-jig or whatever it is that he does. And everything is done in a sense of fun, in a sense of play. Everything is fun. Everything is play. And, not that you discount the feelings of what your kids are going through. Obviously, you know, honor them, but it's always worth a shot of flipping into the play mode and see if that's just really enough, you know. And then they can learn in and of themselves that there's always an alternate in the moment. The world seems to be keyed in that this is in this universe right now. It's very sad, but there can be always an alternate of fun and play and another solution. When they're older, obviously, you can get in and talk. But even then, sometimes it's just, "Hey, who would, in a fun and inviting way, who would like to come outside and play this?" Where you're suggesting another methodology. You're guessing at a need for play, that is an overarching need that they're going to want, and that you're making a suggestion of, you know, a particular strategy of how to meet that need for play, and it may or may not work. Oftentimes, the goofier you are, the easier it is. And frankly, if your kids don't respond to the goofiness, there's a lot of emotion that needs empathy for in the moment, that you can be there for, and say, "Oh, it's you're sad because you want to choose what you play with. It's frustrating. You know, when he took that toy away, it was frustrating because you want to be able to choose, and that what you play with matters, and your choices matter, and that you matter, and that each one of them wants to feel important. Maybe the other one took it because they were wanting to, they were feeling sad that somehow they didn't matter if they didn't have that, you know, whatever the toy is. It could be anything in the moment to play with. And sometimes all it is a need to feel that they matter, a need to play, a need to connect, a need to have fun. And if they can see a way to do that all together and say, hey, see, we can do this, or find, you know, the solution of saying, why don't we ask, is there something else? And then each side can learn that there's an opportunity for that. Each child knows that the other one, that they matter to each other. There's much more detail that I get into when kids are older, where you can have them, you know, reflect back to each other. Each one knows where the other one's coming from. But when they're really little, often that's just not a possibility. But they do understand. A lot of times they understand the language. They're just not there yet with the words. And young or old, everybody, I mean, try this with adults where, you know, you can solve a problem by going in there and just finding something fun to do and redirecting the energy into something greater. That when people are in a better mood afterwards, you can talk about situations that might be easier to talk about or easier to connect with. Or they can be handled in the moment. There's always options. There's always options. Before, sometimes though, I gotta tell you, I'll come across it and it's like, oh my goodness, here it comes again. I wish it could be easier. I will give myself, I'll do that little, if you want to listen to the podcast about it, but there's a little bit about putting you on your oxygen mask first, and I will do that. And take a nice look inside first before I will attempt, I'll give myself that little internal hug of honoring, oh, I wish this is frustrating, I wish it was easier, and then going to the reminding myself of what it is that I really love, that I really want in my long-term relationships with my kids, then I can pull up that place inside. Whatever works for you to remember that inner goofball. Sometimes for me, it's thinking the Cat in the Hat, or just, you know, thinking of somebody, anybody in my life that has always been sort of a source of fun and joy, having been that little sparkle. And we all have it inside of us. We just forget. I know I forget. And that little bubble of joy, it's always there. It's always potential to pull it up. And what a wonderful thing to model to our kids, that in any situation, it's possible, if we choose to go into something different, to find that place of fun inside, to find that light, that heart, where which from that place we can connect. And the key, though, is always honoring what is going on with the feelings inside of your kids. If you come at it from a place of manipulation, of I'm going to manipulate them out of this, it is just not the same as this true-hearted, oh, this is a hard place that they're in. Let's see if I can suggest something more fun. Something else to meet the need, because obviously there's a need, or you think there's a need for play. And if that doesn't work, then there's needs for something else, and that those can be met. And talk about it in other places. And just wanted to help with that. I hope that does. And for all of you folks out there, if you feel so inclined, I would love it if you would subscribe and to my podcast and give me a 5-star rating. Hey, what the heck? I can always ask. But you know, let me know if this has helped you. And also, if you haven't already, go to my website. I've got some special free offers for you, and I'd love for you to check them out www.valeriejampolsky.com. And my name should be on the info page for the podcast, so that you can get that. The website clearly. And just, you know, when you're with your kids, just always remember, open eyes, open arms, open heart.